safe as houses. So far, Sally Yan has been desperately trying to get 4 city blocks in a race called a home run. 4 city blocks doesn't sound like much, but the city and the whole world is clogged, so clogged with vampires that they are pests, and you have to stay in a home or they can grab you. She's reached the goal ahead of Bunt, the organizer of the race, because Lavinia took her the last 2 blocks in her old green camper, which qualifies as a home. And Sally, quite frankly, is falling in love with Lavinia. Now they're parked just outside the mysterious goal, but their van is surrounded by vampires, and how is she going to get those final 15 feet or so inside? So this, today, is Volume 1 of Safe as Houses, Part 6, The Goal. If the GPS was right, the old green camper was parked in front of the goal, and if the clock was right, all of Sally's adventures had taken only an hour. She would almost certainly be the first at the goal, would win if she could just cross this last 20 feet or so. But they could see nothing except the slavering faces pressed against every window. "Can you get any closer to the door?" asked Sally. "Sure, you show me where the fuck there's a door and I'll drive this thing right up to it." Lavinia looked exasperated. "Sorry, I wasn't thinking." An idea was forming in her head. "Try this. Turn right and drive slow. We should go up on the sidewalk. The vamps will get out of our way. Keep going until the last ones in front of us disappear and we see the side of the building." Lavinia smiled and punched her shoulder. "Fucking brilliant. All right, here goes nothing." She cranked the wheel as far to the right as it would go, then put the barest pressure on the gas pedal. They must have been almost on the curb already, because the van instantly bumped upward. First the right tire, then the left. For about 10 feet, the camper rolled up the sidewalk. They would have hit any trees or fire hydrants or mailboxes which had popped up in their way, but thank goodness there were none. Suddenly the cold faces in front looked worried, which was the most beautiful sight Sally had ever seen. Bodies darted left and right, the space in front of them cleared, and Lavinia stomped on the brake just before they hit the side of the building. They both stared in disbelief at a window display in front of them. Spider-Man, Superman, the Avengers, Batman, some green swampy character Sally didn't recognize because she never read comics, and a black-haired vampire woman with an ample chest. An address, 2741 Uniform Avenue, and a name, Fantasy Life Comics and Games, with comics spelled C-O-M-I-X. Sally couldn't get it to make sense. This was the goal Bunt had chosen? He probably had some deal with the owner, probably drooled over the vampire woman with the huge tits. Lavinia snorted. "There's some damn good comics out there, but I'll bet Bunt reads only the acne pimply super crap." Sally shook her head. If this information helped her destroy Bunt, she was happy. Otherwise, she couldn't care less. But she saw how she was to get into the building. Excitedly, she said, "Can you pull this lady around so that my side door is flush against the door to the store? Tight enough that the vampires can't squeeze between. Then either the door is unlocked or I smash it open, and either way I'm inside." Lavinia nodded. "On it, kid. You're good." She backed and turned, crunching vampires behind them, cold hissing, turning to piercing shrieks. "Oh, that you suckheads!" she bellowed and brought the van up against the door of the building. The glass door was recessed about 3 feet between display windows, and it seemed that the camper filled the entry as Lavinia positioned the door so that it would open into the little alcove. But it was her door and not Sally's that she positioned against the building door. She looked at Sally meaningfully. You can crawl over me, kid. Sally was suddenly terrified. She didn't trust Lavinia. Lavinia was going to betray her. She was completely in Lavinia's hands. She was helpless. All Lavinia had to do was invite the vampires into her home. And she was excited again at the thought of being on all fours over Lavinia's lap. But she didn't want to be excited right now. It took away from the focus she needed. Then Lavinia said, "Come on, kid. Anything's going to happen to you, it's going to happen to me, too." And then Sally understood the risk that Lavinia was taking, and her fear of betrayal fled. A flood of love, and fear of the opposite kind, rushing in to take its place. She still had, inside her jacket, a wooden stake and the last vial of blood. Thanks to Lavinia, she had only a very small bit of open space to cross. The van was tight against the building, but there was an unknown amount of space between the roof of the van and the roof of the alcove. Willingly, she crawled onto Lavinia's lap and felt those capable hands turn her face to the right for a kiss. Lavinia's hands trembled on her face, and then suddenly roamed down the curve of her back and stroked her upturned ass, making Sally quiver. Lavinia joined her index finger to her middle finger, and looking deliberately into Sally's eyes, thumped Sally's left buttock. Sally felt a rush of heat inside, but she forced herself to shake her head. "Not now. I can't. I want to." But the dark-haired mystery woman's hands were back on her face, one finger against Sally's lips. "Shh. Go. Come back." Lavinia cranked down the window in several quick turns. Of course, no hands reached in. The camper was a home. But there also didn't seem to be any faces or hands in the space between the camper door and the shop door. All the usual hissing and voices seemed to come only from the street. Lavinia held up a hand and visibly crossed her fingers. Sally now wanted badly to throw her arms around Lavinia and kiss her, but Lavinia hadn't said she could. And not at all sure she should be playing this game right now, Sally said humbly, "May I kiss you, Mas—" Horrified, she stopped herself. Lavinia saw it at once. "What did you almost call me?" she asked, amused, the wide open window at her elbow. Sally shook her head fiercely, face burning red. Lavinia smirked. "I'll ask again later, and you'll tell me. Right now, get out of here. No, you can't kiss me, not now." Suddenly a jolt went through them both as Lavinia jerked her elbow away from the window. "Shit!" But fortunately, the old window had not rolled all the way down, and a small wall of glass had kept her arm from straying outside. Lavinia's eyes were wide with the realization of how close she'd come to being grabbed, and Sally, thrown out of her desired role, put her arms around the older woman, and Lavinia accepted the comfort. "Damn it, kid, you're a bad influence, I swear. I ain't been this careless in—" Lavinia hugged her back. "Go, will you? Get this over with. Unless you want to just head out of town with me now?" Sally was warmed by the hopeful look on the beautiful face, but she shook her head. "I love my sister, even though she's a pain in the butt," she said, and then, before she could think any more, she flip-rolled forward out the window, did a 360. Her feet slapped the black-and-white tiles. She felt a swish of cold air behind her neck and was horrified to hear Lavinia suddenly bellow. The momentum carried her to slam against the store's front door. Then the icy hand grabbed her foot. Please join me next week for the next episode of Safe as Houses. That will be Part 7, Revelations. All the material on this recording is copyright 2013 by Michael Lutsky. The music is by Chris Zabriskie. You can find the print version of this website, www.fictionandmore.com. See you next week.